We've got the assistant coach of our own Wildcats from the K-Yeager Coliseum in with us, and that is Nick Harper. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. And a broadcaster that is in from Boston area, is that right?
New York area by way of Boston, yeah.
All right. And, of course, that's Ben Horner.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having us on.
Good morning to you, Ben. And before we get into hockey, let's talk a little baseball right here. Now, what do you think about Boston chances? This could happen tonight at home. Game 6, Fenway Park. The Red Sox could win it all.
I should mention that I'm actually a born and raised Yankee fan.
Oh, my stars. Okay.
I've actually been pulling for the Cardinals throughout this one. It was quite a trick going to school in Boston as a New York fan. Yeah. So go Cardinals in this one. That's for sure.
The last time the Sox won it in Boston was a victory over the Cubs back in September of 1918, and they celebrated by trading Babe Ruth to New York. So they weren't too smart, were they? Let's talk a little hockey. You've got something going this weekend that involves young people.
Yes, we do. It's our Try Hockey for Free Day. It's the second time that that we've actually put this event on, and it's for boys and girls ages 4 to 10 to come out and try hockey for the first time completely free.
What do they need to bring?
They need to bring themselves and nothing else.
You got skates?
We are providing them with skates. They get shin pads, pants, helmet, gloves, shoulder pads.
Woo-wee.
And all the coaching they could ever need.
All right. Now, last year you had a massive number turn out for this, right?
Yeah, we finished with 118 kids. And this is actually sponsored by USA Hockey. And there's about 500 sites across the United States that put on the Try Hockey Free Day. And that was good for second in the entire country.
And you're going to try to best your own record
always,
this weekend, aren't
you? Always trying to get better and better.
Sounds good. Ben, you moved down here from way up there in Yankee land, but you're the broadcaster, and so you have to keep your stats in the back of your head, or do you have someone to help you write things down ahead in front of you?
No, I'm usually... Well, there's people who will keep the stats during the game, but I'm usually trying to pull interesting tidbits throughout the week that I can just recall kind of on a moment's notice during the broadcast, if I can. But I'll admit, I do have a little cheat sheet that I'll write down some of the more interesting stuff on.
And you've done this before.
This is my first job out of college, but I spent a few years when I was at Northeastern University as a student voice of the Northeastern Huskies Division I men's hockey team.
Okay.
So hockey is a sport I've been around for a few years now. I'm really passionate about the game, and I'm happy to be down in Wichita Falls and be a part of our 10th anniversary celebrations.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. 10 years.
10 years of Wildcats hockey in 2013-14. They were the Rustlers in 2003-04, and the first year that the team was the Wildcats was 2004-2005, so count them off on the fingers. This brings us to year number 10, and we're hoping to make it a good one.
Bring us up to date on where the Wildcats stand right now, fellas.
Well, we're off to a pretty good start, 10-3-3, okay. About a quarter of the way through the season. We got two home games coming up on Friday and Saturday against the team, the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees. We played four very close contests against the Bees already this season. These two are sure to be the same. Friday, we've got our magnet schedule giveaway. First 1,000 fans into the building will receive a free magnet schedule courtesy of Little Caesars. On Saturday, there's always something going on with the Wildcats. On Saturday, we've got our koozie night. Wildcats drink koozies sponsored by U.S. Cellular. Those will go to the first 500 fans in the door. And also, this is our season-long promotion called our Restore the Roar Challenge. Anytime the team sells 5,000 or more tickets, one lucky fan is going to walk out of the building with $5,000 cold hard cash. So it could be that simple. Buy a ticket and go to the game. You could walk out of there $5,000 richer.
That one winner.
It's going to be picked at random by those in attendance. But the key is we have to sell 5,000 tickets in order for that challenge to be in effect. So if you want a chance at winning some cold hard cash, get out to the arena. Get your friends out to the arena.
Bring your friends with you.
Bring whoever you have to down there to make sure that we get to 5,000 seats.
Oh, man. All right, we want to talk just a moment again with one of the coaches, Nick Harper. How many coaches on the staff?
We have three right now. Head coach Paul Baxter, assistant coach Chris Saransky, and then myself.
And this is what year you've been?
This is my second year with the team. Okay. Paul's third year, and Chris, this is his first year
first
with us.
Year.
Yes.
So apparently things have started out well, as we just heard. So.
Yeah, things have started out really well. Getting Chris on board this year was a big thing for us. It brings a lot of energy to the team, and you can really see it on the ice with the boys.
All right. I guess the people that maybe were like Ben is, they know a lot about hockey, but some of us old country boys from West Texas, you know, in fact, the first game I ever went to was there. Yeah, I lied about that. I went to see U.S. and Russia play down in Houston one time. But anyway, first game that I ever saw in the Jaeger Coliseum.
Yeah.
At the end of the second period, they buzzed the buzzer, and I thought it was halftime, so I could go home. So it's not just three periods. Right?
Three periods.
Football.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, that's the end of the game, you know.
So. No, there's one more after that.
And I found out what a hat trick is. There's a few little things like that.
Yeah, hat trick, three goals in the game for one player. I mean, there's a lot of things there with hockey, but it's such an exciting sport, and it's so fast-paced, and it keeps you on the edge of your seat, you know, the entire time from start to finish. You get the boys out there, and sometimes things get a little bit rough, and they can drop the gloves. And
what age are most of your players here in Wichita Falls?
Our guys are between 16 and 20.
Okay.
And then we'll have two or three guys turn 21 later this season.
And their hope is to step it up a notch, is that right?
Yes. They are here trying to earn a college scholarship.
And several have in the past 10 years, haven't they?
Yes, we have. We've had quite a few. Almost... probably about 80% of our players move on to college hockey, either Division III or Division I. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have five players committed to Division I hockey, all five of them to the United States Air Force Academy.
Excellent.
Yes, and last year we had one player, Evan Cowley, drafted in the fourth round to the Florida Panthers of the NHL.
Hot dog, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, yes. It was huge for him, and such a great kid, and he's a kid who came out of completely nowhere, was playing...
he was youth, a walk-on, huh?
Yeah, basically, but he was playing youth hockey in Colorado, and came down here, had a great season for us, and was just one of a few guys from our league to be drafted.
Where are most of your youngsters from? So 16, 17, 18 years old, they're bound to have some hockey experience or they wouldn't be doing it. So how wide a swath do y'all cut as far as states?
As far as states, we've got about 10 states covered all across the United States. Uh-huh. And then we've got three import players, one from Austria, one from Sweden, and one from Latvia. So from anywhere and everywhere, all walks of life.
Stars. No Canadians?
No Canadians right now. No Canadians. Head coach Paul Baxter is, though.
Oh, he won't let us forget. Okay.
No, he will not.
All right, back to your plans for this. You get two games, Friday night and Saturday night games, but Saturday the day is when you want the young people to come. Tell us what time, where should they come in, all of that.
We're getting started at 10 a.m. this Saturday, and basically we're going to have 40 kids on the ice at a time. So based on when you show up is when your ice time is going to be. Right. First
when they
40.
Show up, they come in down the stairs where the big overhead door is, they come through that way?
No,
come
through the main doors up top.
Okay, very good.
They'll be the only doors unlocked as well, there.
Up the main steps, the big tall steps there by the flags, right?
Yes, okay, by the main box office right there. And we'll have a sign in there. You can also register online to guarantee one of the first spots at tryhockeyforfree.com.
Tryhockeyforfree.com.
Yes,
spell
sir.
It out, right?
Yes.
I believe that'd be wise to do. So. Rather than stand in line for a little bit long. But the weather's
going
to be nice. But it, how in the world y'all keep that rink, that playing, not a playing field, but
and keep
area.
The ice frozen.
How do you
frozen?
Keep that ice so cold and ready to go?
They've got a great staff there that, they pretty much maintain it 24/7. They had the dog show in there last week, uh-huh. and they took the ice out.
Oh, they took it out?
They took it out completely.
I remember in the past for rodeos and things, they've covered it with a plywood board and it hauled dirt in. And
Yeah, depending on what's going on, but for such a big event, they had to take the ice out, so... we actually practiced in Oklahoma City last night, got back, and, there's five guys out there with hoses filling up the rink and freezing the ice.
So how long does it take when you start over from scratch like that?
About 2 or 3 days.
That many?
Yeah.
Nice.
For it to harden to the point where you
hard
can skate on
water.
It.
So, yeah, you got to have the ice.
Exactly.
So. Golly.
Yeah.
Again, this Saturday,
yep.
the boys and the girls both. Absolutely free. No
absolutely
obligation.
Free.
Mama and Papa can come sit in the stands and watch.
Yes, they can.
And you're going to furnish all the equipment, including the skates. You've got it all covered, right?
Yes, we do. And it's such a cool thing to see, watching a four-year-old step on the ice for the first time completely. It's like watching them walk for the first time all over again. They get out there and completely out of their element, have no idea what they're doing, and within 5-10 minutes they're flying around that rink like they were born to do it.
Now there's a big difference between ice hockey skating and roller rink skating.
The ice?
Yeah, the ice is the big difference. Okay.
That would be a big difference.
That's a big difference when you bust it, I guarantee you. Nick Harper is the assistant coach of the Wildcats, and there's four on the staff now, coaches.
Three total.
Three. And Ben Horner is the, this year, new broadcaster for the team, and you're off to a running start, and we appreciate both of you coming out to be with us this morning. Tulsa or Oklahoma City last night?
Oklahoma City.
Oak City, and got up early this morning to be with us.
Yes.
Ben, do you get acquainted with the players personally between games and where you pretty much know each one of them likes, dislikes, things like that?
Yeah, it's a process throughout the season for sure. As the road trips are really a great opportunity to, the guys get to know each other throughout the course of a season, and road trips really help with their bonding, but they're also a great opportunity for, I'm sure, Nick and the coaching staff will attest to this, for everybody within the organization to get to know one another. And that includes me getting to know the players, me getting to know the coaches, and even the athletic trainer and equipment manager, Tyler Sleeper. After a few weeks, you start to get a sense for, who's got a real good sense of humor about themselves, and who you can joke with, and who gets real locked in before a game and, should just let them be to their own devices. But growing up playing sports throughout my entire life, it's great to still be around a team atmosphere.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Well, so leaving them alone, I can imagine that your mascot doesn't leave anyone alone.
No, that's Crazy Cat. She's always around. She's
everywhere.
Buzzing around the arena, and anytime you think you might be safe, she can pop up over your shoulder and scare the living heck out of you.
That's it. You got it. All right, fellas, anything we haven't talked about that we should about this Saturday and the hockey team in general?
I think we pretty much touched on everything.
Good.
Again, it's tryhockeyforfree.com for registration.
You got it.
And we get going at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. You also get a free voucher for a youth ticket to the game Saturday night if you come to this.
So
not only is, it's free, and you get a free ticket.
Come back free Saturday night and bring
exactly.
Mom and Papa with you. Okay.
Yep.
You got it.
And just a quick note on, that's really what we're trying to do here, is it's to breed hockey at the youth level and get the whole family involved, because it really is such a great opportunity to bring families together. You can ask any youth hockey parent, including our owner Roy Duvall. He'll tell you that hockey is a great way to just go grow closer to your kids. So we're looking forward to having the opportunity to help people in Wichita Falls do just that.
Very good. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having us.